Deseret News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration believes a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is close at hand. President Trump says there's great momentum toward ending the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza.
The Hamas plan, I tell you, it's amazing. You're going to have peace, if you think about it, peace in the Middle East for the first time in, they say, really, 3,000 years.
Egypt is hosting indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas amid rising hopes for a possible ceasefire in Gaza, just ahead of Tuesday's two-year anniversary of the war. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is unhappy with President Trump's decision to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago, but the president says the deployments are necessary to combat crime. Appearing on Fox and Friends Weekend, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused Chicago protesters of shouting hate things, putting their hands on ICE officers and threatening their families.
There should be consequences for that and for leaders that stand up and knowingly lie about the situation on the ground. This is a war zone. His city is a war zone, and he's lying so that criminals can go in there and destroy people's lives.
It's day five of the federal government shutdown. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says it's forcing his department and others to scramble.
We're still at work. Our team's at work. We got all of the appointees that the President Trump has made. They're all showing up every day. We're trying to keep things going. But what we're dealing now is with, you're putting out fires because people are calling about a permit here, some opening there, and trying to do everything we can to accommodate citizens.
Burgum was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going without paychecks while on furlough. Two teenage girls are dead in what the NYPD believes was due to subway surfing in New York City yesterday. This is SRN News. Federal health officials have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Chabad organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Chabad Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center. This is SRN News. A nonprofit organization is aiding the homeless on the streets of Miami.
Dr. Inaki Bent and the team at Miami Street Medicine treat the homeless.
We do a focus history and physical exam, and then we address those needs.
They use tablet computers to track vitals for patients like Manuel Rodriguez and offer follow-up visits for chronic conditions.
Hey. Willing to take us to the hospital.
This work prevents treatable conditions from becoming emergencies.
Doing this service here helps free up the logjam that we see in many of our emergency rooms.
One challenge is the transient nature of homeless people, which makes it difficult to provide continual care. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Treasury has unveiled a draft for a $1 coin featuring President Trump for America's 250th birthday. The front of the coin has the side profile of Trump, and on the tail side, it depicts Trump with his raised fist in front of the U.S. flag. More details at SRNnews.com.